guys, and welcome back to another episode of your favorite paranormal podcast, The Strange and Paranormal. I'm your host, Jude Pulsier. Today we are going to be talking about dream demons. Last time we covered some different types of ghosts from Category 1 to Category 10, but dream demons are not ghosts. They are not, like, human living form. They're something else. Like, you can't, they're not living. They're dead, and they live off of our thoughts and imagination. And yeah, they go from brain to brain, mind controlling and doing crazy stuff, like eating your brain away, rotting it away, and it eventually dies. I wanted to tell you guys about what they're about. They're the most powerful and dangerous creatures ever. You will literally, what happens is, if you fall asleep, they can get into your mind, and it messes with your reality. You don't see reality. You are manipulated. Your dreams are corrupted. It's scary. And everything is crazy once you have that. Hallucinations. Horrible stuff. You are not in control of your own actions. It's crazy. And, what you have to do to keep yourself from getting a dream demon is stay out of hunted areas, number one. You will be pretty good. Do not hang around people who are doing crazy stuff. Or, like, not like... I don't mean it like you don't hang around with people who are, like, doing, like, cool stuff or, like kind of crazy, but, like, if they are mentally insane, clinically insane, and they have not gone in about it or no one has taken them, and maybe don't hang around them, because they may have a dream demon. A temporary solution, if you know you have a dream demon, is to drink a bunch of coffee and to maybe, yeah, keep your eyes awake. Maybe you could tape yourself to them. And yeah, that's a temporary solution. But really, if you do have one, there is no escape to what happens. It takes full control of your mind and destroys your reality. So, yeah, it's possible to, I guess there is one way to stop a dream demon, and it's to follow the demon into a person's mind. And how you do that is, there's multiple ways. Hypnosis, you can get into their mindscape. Or if you have a friend who knows about this and believes in it, then they can do it themselves. And, just, like, what's important is to just prevent them from entering your mind. And, like, it could happen at any moment, so you always just need to, realize. How to tell if you have had, if you have a dream demon in you, is what you do is you, well, here are the symptoms. You'll be very nauseous, and, your eyesight will start to going. You'll become very, very tired, super tired, and basically, once, you will start having like twitches and spasms and stuff, and eventually you'll fall asleep. And if you get waken up when you're in the dreamscape, or like if you are getting woken up when the dream demon is in it, you will experience like a seizure or something crazy like this. So that's what I wanted to let you guys know about. That will be all for today. Hope you enjoyed the podcast.